Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
By the way, Kristen won the Silverwood tickets, and in about 6 minutes here, we are going to qualify somebody for the prize a day for the month of May. We give away a different prize every single day all month. Today's prize is Riley Green tickets to Northern Quest, along with a $100 gift card. So,
nice.
If you would like to qualify to win that, we take four qualifiers a day, and then we draw in the afternoon, each afternoon. We'll do that here in about 6 minutes. Kim and I stumbled across another one of those. You know, a zebra got loose. I guess in the North Bend area, I think that was a story that Steve had on Monday or Tuesday when you were gone. I'm not sure which day it was. But there was like, I think the guy, if I remember the story, Steven, correct me if I'm wrong, he had like four zebras that he owned and three of them had been captured and then one was still at large. Is that the story?
Yeah, they didn't get rodeoed.
He kept saying, instead of lassoed, he kept saying rodeoed.
Oh.
You know how that is, Kev.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, let's get them rodeoed. And so then, of course, everybody started posting quote-unquote pictures, you know, photoshopping
them in.
Yeah.
Zebra
was on the ferry over there just off the island. The one I just saw was Bigfoot riding the zebra through the woods.
Funny. Very funny.
I love it. Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
It is. It's just
I
fun.
I do enjoy it.
It's just harmless fun. No one's getting hurt. It's not like you're fake selling, you know, seeds for, you know, cat eye dazzle flowers that don't exist. And taking people's money. So.
Yeah, that was a scam. We don't need that. This is harmless.
This is harmless, yeah.
Just good fun. Yeah, good, clean Photoshop fun.
Not costing anybody any money.
Now, I do have a little issue with our producer, Steve. Steven.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great.
From a conversation yesterday, in case you missed it, the secret sound is over.
Yes, a big winner yesterday.
Because Anissa? Is that how you say it?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Anissa won the secret sound by correctly identifying it as adjusting the armrest on an office chair.
That is correct, Kevin.
Arms of like an office chair. Is it adjusting the arms of like an office chair?
Yes, that's right.
That was it. And so she got it right. Now, I started talking to Steve yesterday.
$929, by the way, is what she won.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I said to Steve yesterday, God, could you imagine having adjustable arms? How cool would that be?
Right.
Like, and he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well.
Was that your Steve voice?
Yeah. I go, well, you know, like if your arms were adjustable. He goes, well, they are. I'm like, no, they're not. They move. Like adjusting means it goes like a different length or height. You know, like something has to be adjusted. And he goes, well, give me an example. And I said, well. You're standing
like
over there.
The arms on an office chair.
Let's say I wanted to reach your belly for a little tickle.
I believe you said tummy, but I'll accept
your tummy.
Belly.
Oh, wow. That makes it worse.
Yeah.
My arm was adjustable. It would just go out a little bit, tickle, tickle, and it'd come back in, and that'd be it. And you're like, well, yeah, you can do that already by moving your arm. And I'm like, yeah, moving it. But that doesn't make it adjustable. Then we got this big argument whether your arm is adjustable or not.
Yeah.
In its current state. Do you think it is, Jay?
My arm adjustable?
Yeah. Steve thinks it is.
No.
You can adjust your arm. Is that not true? You can move. You can adjust. It's a synonym.
You can adjust, but my arm is not adjustable. I mean, I can move my arm. It just I feel like that's different. Adjustable to me means an inanimate object.
But okay. It's adjustable. Yeah. You can adjust it. It's the same thing.
I don't think so.
What's another word?
Car seat is adjustable. You can adjust it, but that's an inanimate object.
What's another?
I don't have an adjustable neck. I can move that.
Steve, do you want to play a quick round of synonym rolls?
Because
said move is a synonym for adjustable.
Yeah.
Let's find out. What words are actually synonyms for adjustable?
Move.
Modifiable.
Synonym rolls.
Alterable.
Mm.
Adaptable. Convertible.
Mm.
Variable. Multi-way.
Whoa.
Versatile. Accommodating. Mobile. And in last place, movable.
Yeah.
Can we look up the synonyms to some of the other words?
Which ones?
You mean the ones he just read? You want to look up a synonym for a synonym?
You want to see if movable is has adjustable.
Has adjustable. It probably does, yeah. I just definitely feel like it's not part of a body. I feel like it's like a mechanical or a thing more than it is
something that's
a
adjustable.
Human. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
I don't think of anything on my body as adjustable. I mean, you can move them.
Well, like, you know what? Like, what if you had a prosthetic leg? That could be adjustable, right? Like,
well,
you
yeah, that's maybe a move thing, it. Correct?
And again, Jay, it's a thing. Now, I said, wouldn't it be cool if we had adjustable arms?
Oh, like Go-Go Gadget arms, you're saying.
Right.
Like where you could go and you could touch Steve's tummy, I think you said.
I did. Let's see. Movable. Similar words.
I think portable. Look, adjustable to me is like, oh, the car seat. You can slide it up and back. It's adjustable.
Right.
Or it's,
agreed.
You know, the steering wheel.
And that's what I meant with my
the arms.
I
on like an office chair. Arm.
Maybe it's extendable, retractable arms. But to me, that also it's means all, adjustable.
It's all, yeah, it's all the same. So you're agreeing with me then is what you're saying.
No.
Also, this is a good point. I got a message from Ashley. She says, technically, your arms can be adjusted by going to the chiropractor.
Where does she work?
I think they say we can give you an adjustment. I don't think they say we're going to, your arms are adjustable.
Yeah, I see what she's saying. You can adjust the bones in your arms. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, that all goes along with all of what I'm saying. It's all encompassing.
Yeah, it's weird that you're that wrong, but you won't admit it.
He is stubborn about this stuff. Mm-hmm. What was it?
Yeah.
Oh, there was another one we were fighting about yesterday. That
you two were fighting?
Oh, well, Steve Hawk.
I kept hearing
him and I.
It was more of a bicker.
But he doesn't back down. He just keeps going. And he's like, no, you guys are wrong. It's movable. Your arms are movable, not adjustable. And I'm like, well, no. What I'm talking about is I want an adjustable arm.
Yes. You want something that's a mechanical thing that can be adjusted to like a great length.
Now my arm's longer. Yeah. Or like you're trying to get through a doorway and it's like, my arm's suck it all the way back in. That's an adjustable arm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I am agreeing that that is different than what you currently have.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for that. I don't know. Do you have that, Kevin? I'm not sure.
I don't.
Do you?
I wish I did.
Yeah.
But you can move or adjust your arm
different lengths. You can adjust the position of your arm.
And position.
But it doesn't make it an adjustable arm.
It's adjustable. You can change it. It's moving. It's adjustable.
Hmm. Again, just because it's technically correct doesn't mean it's right.
So wait, you're agreeing that it's technically correct?
Well, yeah, you can adjust your position. You can adjust your neck. You can adjust your arm, but you don't have an adjustable arm.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I want to try something. Can you come in here?
Oh, God.
No.
No, I'm going to try to adjust your arms and your face.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Adjusting the position of your arm does not mean you have an adjustable arm.
Wait. Actually, no, that is what I was saying. So, yes, like the adjustable arm that you're talking about, but it is adjustable. It's an adjustable arm. Your arm is adjustable.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left this town out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love. Ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like the
Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son's like, here, grab a hold of me and get up. I'm like, I am trying.
Yep. Kelly said she felt it.
She felt it. Okay, I wondered if other people felt it. It was so loud.
Kevin James.
Where are you hurting, Kevin?
Everywhere, Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, Kevin, I almost fell yesterday walking down the stairs the garage. I did the thing where I woke up groggy, walked outside. This is like in, you know, middle of the afternoon. Took a really short nap. I should have adjusted my time, but I didn't because my naps were not adjustable. And I thought I was taking a step onto the ground, and I was like two steps up instead of one step up.
Ooh, that's trouble.
Yeah, well, I thought about you immediately. I thought, well, that could have been it right there.
Yeah.
But nobody was there. So I just grabbed a hold of the trash can on the way down. Saved myself.
It's weird because I was like, God, why do my leg? My legs hurt today.
Are
like
you they hurting? Just.
And then I realized, well, yeah, it's because you did fall on your knee pretty good. I think it's still got a little residual hanging on.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Sorry about that.
Not good. Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad I made it through at least without breaking anything. Or
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
And by that, I mean breaking equipment, my DJ equipment.
Yeah.
Break a leg, that's fine.
It didn't break anything. Not even your spirit.
I got big, dense bones.
Yes, you have dense bones.
When they take x-rays of me, the doctors, when they read them back, I'm like, what do you see? And they're like, duh. You have dense bones. Thank you, doctor.
Be a great name for a doctor.
Dr. Dense?
Dr. Bones, and then you'd be like, hi, I'm Dr. Bones, Dense Bones.
Yeah. I don't know if Dense is much of a first name. Mean
what
parents.
What if you spell a T-E-N-T-S, Dense?
Oh, yeah, Dense.
Still not a great name, but
no. You
know, there's a lot of people with not great names. I don't know if you know that or not.
According to this, Jay, our brains can only handle 4 close friends.
4 close friends?
Yep. Humans are only designed to be close to a few people, and everyone else is put into layers of decreasing intimacy. Okay. Having a large group of good friends would require a bigger brain and more brain power, which we just simply do
not. We don't have that.
A study says that, you know, it's right in the face that we are told that, you know, networking and everything, it's important to have hundreds of friends. But many of them are just kind of acquaintances, and you have different levels of friends. You have, you know, your core friends, then you have the little outside the circle that are still very good friends,
yeah.
I bet.
There's multiple layers of it.
And there's a little bit more, and then there's a little bit more.
I've never heard
of it. And then there's the guys you work with.
I've never heard it called decreasing levels of intimacy, but I guess
I haven't either, but it really hits home, doesn't it?
Yeah, your order was correct, by the way.
What's the opinion on more than one best friend?
Sure, you can have more than one best friend.
Yeah, it is weird because I hear people say that a lot, like, this is my best friend, and then the next time they introduce me to somebody else, and I'm like, wait, I thought that other guy was your best friend. Yeah, but I think you can have more than one best friend.
Because people say, like, oh, this is one of my best friends.
Right.
Now that
because they're trying
more
to be
sense.
More accurate, yeah.
But you can't see, that's the thing.
I see what you're saying, Steve. Yeah. You really can only have one best friend.
Yeah. That's what, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, you can't have multiple.
Man, he loves words.
What do you like? I like one of my very
so
best.
So literal. This
is
ridiculous.
One of my very best friends.
I'm sorry.
Gosh, dang it.
Just about certain things.
Yeah, like, I just like went that in there, and adjustable arms.
Jay, I just went in there, and he was still like, hey, I'm going to fight this one about the adjustable arms. And I'm like, wow. I go, you really must be difficult to live with. And he goes, oh, yeah. And I go, do you just want me to tell you that you're right? Yeah. I go, okay, Steve, you're right. And he gets the biggest smile
it's
on
like,
his
yeah.
face. And he goes, boy, that feels good.
It's all I need, baby.
Mm.
But you can't be right because Jay is right. Jay is always right.
Mm.
That has been a long time saying on our show.
Mm. Well, there goes my smile.
Sorry.
Well, we're not best friends then.
So four.
Can I be one of your best friends?
Really close. Friends.
No, you can't. I mean, you actually could, but no.
That hurts.
What if you're the best of friends? Man, they're the best of friends.
We're the best of friends, man.
Does that, what does that sound like? Does that sound like your best friends, or does that sound like a lesser level of friend?
I feel like when you say you're best of friends,
we're the best of friends.
That means that you really are friends, but you don't ever see each other.
Oh, I see. All right. Oh, I have some of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you're not your best friends.
Like,
or
I
your best friend.
Feel that way about like my Harrington group of friends.
What do you think, Steve? Where, since you're right, what do you think? Best of friends means you're friends, but they're friends you don't see or pay as much attention to because you're, you know, separated by distance. Is that a fair thing, or is Kevin crazy?
It could be right.
Excellent hedging.
Best of friends.
It's not necessarily right, but it could be.
And I also see what you're saying with best friend. He isn't my best friend.
A best friend is someone you see all the time and hang out with.
But I think there could be...
You could have a distanceable best friend.
It also could be like a soccer game.
To him all the time.
It could be like a soccer game. You could still have a tie for best friend.
Well, I always put it this way, too. It's like, I do this with my youngest son a lot.
And are you ranking your friends?
Well,
it's like
I
you have
don't.
A favorite child.
Nope, that's impossible. You
I don't feel like I have any friends that are in that first circle.
The best?
I'm a big second and third circle guy.
So you have great friends, just you haven't designated a best friend.
Yeah, I don't have a best friend.
No, if someone said that to me and they go, who's your best friend? I'd be like, I don't know. I have like a lot of really good friends.
Yeah, I just have
I don't ever designate.
Yeah, I don't have my four for sure. I have that outer circle and then another circle that I would all consider.
Wait, how many circles do you have again?
Oh,
let me draw it on the paper here.
At least.
So the bullseye's empty.
At least three.
Okay. Then there's another ring.
There's.
You have three in there?
This is my good friend.
You know, I don't need their names.
One of my good friends. I'm not going to give you names. Trust me.
All right.
My good friends.
All right. That's three is the good. Three good. I'm drawing the image. Out. Wait, I'm very
no.
visual.
The first one.
Wait, the bullseye's empty. That's best friend.
Yeah, because you would have one.
Right. I don't have any.
But yeah, but it's empty. So you're in your
it's
case.
It's empty.
The next circle has three.
The next circle, oh, no, it has probably.
Oh, it has a lot. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It probably has.
Seven, 10?
20 or 30
oh,
people.
Wow. Oh, it doesn't. 30. No, it actually doesn't.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Jay. It probably has 10 people that are like.
Yeah, you can't have 30.
These are my really good friends.
Because you couldn't have time for that many.
Really good friends.
Yeah. RGs.
Really good friends.
RGFs.
And then there's that next circle that are like. These are my buddies.
So you don't have a BF, you have 10 RGFs.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I have...
And what's in the next circle?
The next ones are like my buddies.
Are those PGFs? Pretty good friends?
Pretty good, like,
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
good friends.
Pretty good friends.
PGF. And then I think there is another circle...
How many are in there? PGF.
Oh, that's the
one. That gets more, right?
Yeah,
then you have more.
That's pretty elaborate.
Yeah, maybe 30 in there?
Pretty elaborate.
Okay, so you have a...
And then I think there is this one more circle that is very
Is that acquaintances?
Important.
Oh, no, that's coworkers.
No, there's two more. Three more.
How big is
oh
this
Oh, my
thing?
God.
Well, there's longtime friends.
Oh, those are,
But those
Where
could
you
also
put
be,
them?
Those could be pretty good, or those could be, they have different levels, too.
No, the LTF is the ones that you've known forever, but you don't really talk to. And then when you talk to them, you pick up right where you left off.
Okay,
like a name that pops into my head, Troy Talkington, a guy that I've never talked to.
Double T.
But when Troy and I see each other,
came
it is
to a
like
food drive one
we
time.
Are still best friends. Yep. That was his son, Gunner.
No, he was there. Was he not there up at when we had the fire pit?
Troy?
Yeah. Up at Tomato Street.
Uh-oh.
I think I met him there.
I don't think so.
Because he's an LTF of mine, baby.
Oh, well, wouldn't he be a former best friend?
No, he's an LTF.
No, because he's still... When you see an LTF, a longtime friend, you pick up where you left off.
See that number,
and there's none of this crap of.
Oh boy.
Oh man, sorry. We've just been busy. We haven't seen. We know. We both know the situation.
Right.
We both have lives, but when we see each other, LTF goes to BFF, and then becomes an LTF when he leaves.
An LTF, the number is lower than the PGF.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But it's still
sure.
on the outside? Sure. Or where are you?
It's outside.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to put it outside because it's, a little, I don't see him often.
So your
enough.
Circles have 0, 10, 30, 10. That's what I put them at so far.
0, 10, 30, 10. I think that's fair.
Okay. And then there's two more after that? We're running out of time for this.
After that is just like buddies.
Okay, buddies.
That's my buddy.
Okay, buddies.
My buddy such and such.
Yeah, buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Do you call someone buddy?
Absolutely.
Or where I'll say, why do you not call any of your guy friends buddies?
Well, I don't say it to their face unless it's like, hey, buddy.
No, I say it to Jay all the time. I'm like, one of my buddies.
That's correct, Kevin. That's how people talk.
Such and such.
Oh, that's okay. Sometimes some of my friends they go, like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know.
That's all right.
Depending on how they say it.
Buddies is more than your LTFs.
Oh, buddies might be...
It might be 50.
It might be 50.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 buddies.
I think that's fair. Then what's the last circle? Co-workers.
The last circle
is co-workers, and it has two in it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How about this one? Kevin and Steve. Oh. Two best friends in the world. They're
looking for love, but it's a bit of a stretch. Kevin James.
Looking for love, but it's a bit of a stretch. Is that what he said?
I think it said it's a bit absurd.
Absurd.
Huh? Well,
I think it said it was.
Either way,
it's accurate.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
All right, what do we have today, Kevin?
It's so weird with no secret sound. We just get right into the clip.
I know. We had a winner yesterday for $929.
Today's clip is a little girl who I'm going to guess is like 4 or 5 years old. She's doing the classic thing where she just reminded me of my granddaughter so much. Like, as she's talking, she's climbing on the table and then sliding off the, you know, going down the table while
non-stop.
She's talking to mom. It's just nonstop movement. And mom, this daughter has become a little famous on the internet because of a sound that she makes. And there are people who are saying, that can't be real. That cannot be her. You are faking the video.
Right.
And so mom's explaining that to the little girl, and the little girl's like, no way, mom. So here's a conversation between mom and the daughter who makes a lion noise.
Right, guess what? People have said that...
Time out.
Hold on.
Time out.
We got to get some more volume out of that, buddy.
Is this...
Buddy boy.
That's the problem. I got it.
There it is.
There we go. Now
I can hear her.
Yeah. All right, hold on. It was the video itself.
Yeah.
Right, guess what?
What?
People have said that they don't think it's actually you making that lion sound.
What? I'm actually making that lion sound.
It is you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is me. Listen to my voice. That's only me.
So what people think is that when you'd make the noise, they think that mummy's putting like a sound over your voice. So they actually think it's a real lion sound and you're not doing it.
That is crazy. It is my voice. I got a good idea.
What?
Maybe I cover my mouth and you go see it's safe.
Right.
She covered it up.
I am real.
Here comes the best one at the end.
Sound. Do this. It's real. See? Real.
She got her head going back and forth.
I saw her a couple days ago when she was doing it, and then everybody was like, nope, right. Couldn't have been.
Yeah, she has been floating around the internet with her lion noise, and it's just super fun.
So do you think she's telling the truth, or do you think she's lying?
Jay, there's no way that girl is lying.
You think
she's
lying,
Steve? Sounds like a lion.
At first, I thought she was lying. Now I believe it.
Now you believe she's lying.
No. I believe... Well, yes.
You think she's lying, but she's not lying.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
During the workout, I had my volume on and turned way up because it reads my text to me. When you text me, Kevin, it was said, Kevin said, you're the greatest man ever. Thank you for being my friend. I was like, oh, it was motivating. It made me want to run harder, right?
Kevin James.
I forgot to turn it down, so when my alarm went off this morning, it was like Jim Diamond's headphones, man. It was so loud, my eyes were watering.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congratulations comes to our prize a day in the month of May qualifier. Larry qualified. We took a second qualifier, too, today. Why not? Carla also qualified. So a couple more qualifiers. Jim will have those this afternoon. And then we'll draw later today for the Riley Green tickets. New prizes every single day for the entire month of May. Very fun. Let's see. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. If you want to become a VIP, I have a very easy, simple way for you to do it. You can just text the letters VIP to our text line, 509-441-0999, and then you can become a VIP. It's free, and it's there's a lot of fun things in there. You can win some prizes in there, and it gives you kind of some heads up on stuff like, you know, wrong answers for the secret sound.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know, it's a pretty simple way to do it. You just text again the letters VIP to 509-441-0999.
And as always, we thank you for being the P in our VIP club.
Uh-huh.
Final thoughts.
I don't know if that's the one we're going to put in the promo.
I don't know why we're not, because it's so true.
He's right.
I know.
He is right.
True, yeah. I was just looking at some of the stuff you can win as a VIP. You can win $100 to Panera, $150 in cash. Here's another $100 in cash. Here's a Chipotle gift card.
Oh,
here's
boy.
A Michael's gift card. Here's $2,000. Here's the $300 Home Depot gift card.
Wow.
$250 to Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
The spa day for mom.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. There's some stuff in there, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. All right. You got the first one, Steve. What's your final thought?
Well, you know, I forgot. I'm checking some items off the list, even though I haven't bought some athletic pants yet? Stretchy pants?
Yes.
Wet pants? Whatever you want to call it?
Don't call them
Please
stretchy
call
pants.
Them stretchy pants.
Please go to the store and ask. Excuse me, do you happen to have some stretchy pants? If there's any way you could record the facial reaction yes. of the person you're asking, that'd be super neat.
Super neat?
Yeah, because they'll be like, yoga pants?
Yeah, I feel like there's a stretchy pants aisle. Is there not?
Well, I'm going to let you experience it on your own.
Okay, maybe not.
Go to Lululemon downtown. Get yourself a nice pair.
Oh, man.
All right.
Take out a loan, bro.
There you go. Well, anyway, so I haven't done that yet, but mm-hmm. I am planning on doing that today. And I did do something yesterday, though.
Okay.
I found my nice athletic shirt, long sleeve.
Oh, you got your dry fit long sleeve.
Dry fit. Yeah.
Your Northbrook. No. What is your high school again?
Glenbrook North.
Glenbrook North. Was there a Glenbrook South?
There was.
Was there an East and a West, or just the two?
Just the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys not like each other?
Oh no.
You were rivals.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Spartans and the Titans.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you guys. And which were you? You were a Titan. You were a Spartan.
I was a Spartan.
Ah, dang.
Green and gold, baby.
I wish you would have been a Titan, because that would have been cool, Kevin, because then, you know, there's Titans here.
Oh,
so.
No, I don't like the Titans.
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe here I do, but...
Too late. The Ohio already hates you.
All right.
Good work. Way to offend a high school.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Which, I know they're listening.
Which high school?
A university.
Oh, university.
Mm-hmm.
That's
university?
The one Jay's kids went to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now you can't take it back, so it's fine.
Maybe I don't want to.
So you've got your shirt. You're going to go get your stretchy pants. You got some sort of running, walking shoe.
I'm gonna wear my Nikes instead of my New Balances
because right.
they're less worn.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And I think they're made more for running, maybe.
Yeah,
a
sure.
little bit.
Oh, you know, I kind of have a final thought.
Final thought.
I'll save it for a moment. It's a very okay. brief one, but Kevin, you can go first.
Well, you can have two.
Kevin, you can go second.
Thank you. I avoided an embarrassing moment last night.
Okay.
I think it would have, it would have been embarrassing.
Was this with a regular friend?
This was with long-time
friend.
Family only.
Family only friend.
Yeah, with my son and my granddaughter. We had discussed what we were doing for dinner, and I do a lot of the cooking, and I was kind of like, you know.
Sure.
Let's just have this be the one night this week that we don't cook. I'll buy something.
Okay.
Sure.
Why not?
Like maybe once a week we'll eat out.
Or I like it.
Get some food or whatever. And I asked Amelia, what do you want? And she said, I want pizza tonight. And I was like, okay. If you'll actually eat it, that's good. Tyler, I'm sure you'll want pizza. He's like, absolutely. So I ordered them some pizza.
Okay.
But I didn't want pizza.
Sure.
Or I didn't want that pizza. I wanted something else.
I understand.
And so then I thought, well, now I'm going to order it from Uber Eats and get what I want.
So you're ordering at two different places.
Yeah. And then I'm watching on my phone. You know, you can follow where your drivers are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
They are literally going to get here at the same time. They are going to show up at my door and just think,
so this is this guy.
Who lives here? And then I answer the door and they're going to be like, how much do you need, buddy? And okay. Nobody else was home at the time.
Oh no.
Because they were out for a bike ride. But the pizza guy got there, dropped it off. He was walking away, his back away, and I had put the pizza inside, sat it down on the floor.
Oh, you got lucky.
Within seconds later, here comes the other delivery, and I was like, oh, hey, I saw that you were in the neighborhood, so
yeah.
I took it from him and shut the door real quick and then picked up the pile of pizza and the pile of my food and just was like, huh.
That would have been great.
Avoid embarrassment.
Hey, guys, I'm just me here. No worries.
Well, we couldn't decide. Has anybody else ever done that where you've had delivery from two different places because you couldn't decide where to eat with a family member?
Oh, it's got to have happened.
Yeah, I'm sure people do that.
Yeah, it's got to have happened. Because, I mean, again, people want different things at different times. The pizza thing is definitely one that happens at our house all the time because the boys will come over and, hey, can we get some pizza? My wife's like, oh, we've had pizza so much lately. Can't we do something else? And then she usually just, you know, eats a Ritz cracker.
Final thoughts.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
You should order her something on Uber next time.
There's like, Ben, I don't remember what Bloomsday this is, like 40, 49 or something? Does that sound right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not an anniversary year. Like
right.
A big one. Like
somewhere 50. In there. Yeah. I should know that. Somewhere in there, like 49th Bloomsday or something. And I saw a stat today. You want to know how many times it's rained?
Ooh. I'm going to say.
Let's say 49 years.
Four times.
Four times. Wow. 13 times, which I didn't feel like was very many.
It's not.
13 times out of
a lot
like
of years.
49.
This time of year, too. I mean,
right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
It snowed once, I remember that.
I do, too. That was terrible.
Wait, was that when it snowed maybe twice then, Jay?
Yeah.
Because the snow I remember is when I think John Sinclair, a local guy, won Bloomsday.
Did it stick to the ground snow?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the one we did when it was snowing was just, I mean, it was snowing, but it's not like it was, you're
yeah,
running
like
through it.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it was.
Yeah. But still, too cold. I don't like running when it's that cold. I don't like running at all anymore. But yeah, 13 times, it's going to be 14 after this year. So Steve, just, you know, when you're getting your stretchy pants and your dry wicking, moisture wicking socks, think about it.
I think I'm going to wear shorts underneath.
Underneath your
pants.
Stretchy pants?
Yeah.
So you can remove them if you get hot?
Yeah.
Layers, baby.
Or if it's too cold, because it might be a little chilly.
Oh, it is going to be cold.
Yeah. Do I need another shirt?
You need a sweatshirt that you can throw into the tree.
That's what you need.
Go to like, a Value Village, a Goodwill, or some sort of secondhand store. You buy a sweatshirt, and then you toss it into the tree.
I have some, like, zip-up sweatshirts, I guess.
That you don't mind getting rid of forever?
Maybe.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. We have to go. And on the way out the door today, we are going to qualify you for the CMA Music Fest Fly Away. This is an incredible trip, vacation, actually. Not just a trip, it's a vacation.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
It's got a 5-night hotel stay with it. It's got four nights at the stadium shows for the CMA Music Fest with an incredible lineup this year. So
it's a wild trip. Is it the? I feel like it's the biggest trip we give away.
It is. Yes, it's the most number of nights and the most number of concerts all rolled into one.
I was trying to think. I mean, because like sometimes we'll give away a good concert trip or whatever.
Yes.
But it's maybe only 3 nights.
Sure.
Or,
yep.
This is like you get 4 massive concerts. Oh, and 5 nights in Nashville.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if you'd like to qualify for that, you can call right now, 509-441-0999.
We're so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.